Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers. It's a crash course for the Ravers. Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. WMFO in Medford. Oh yeah, I got all the microphones opened up now for the next band coming up. They're gonna play live and I'm gonna introduce them in a second, but yes, that was kind of off genre for me. Well, I don't know, Grand Funk. It was by request, but they actually asked for I'm getting, you know, I'm your captain, getting closer to your home. I'm not playing that one. I mean, I always yelled at my radio, when are you going to get home already? Because, I mean, like, for 5 minutes, he's going, you know, I'm getting closer to my home. Crazy. But, anyways, yeah, I heard Liar, Glider before that. But right now, I'm very proud to introduce my band here, Graneros. Woo! It's Graneros without the, right?
It's just Graneros.
You're right. Graneros!
Graneros.
No one taking pictures off the walls. They come.
then she turned on the sun, having fun with no one, taking pictures off the walls and calling me blind. Where we go, no one knows, ain't no need to complain. Where we go, no one knows, ain't no need to. And she calling me blind. And she calling me blind. And she calling me blind. And she calling me blind.
Awesome, guys.
Heck yeah.
Graneros. I'll introduce the band, right? There's Matt on guitar, vocals.
Hello.
Chris on bass.
Yeah.
Travis on drums.
Hello.
Yeah, you guys sound great. I heard of you by... I saw you on Heavy Leather Topless Dance Party.
That was a great time.
My band has been on that, too, but I'm forgetting what day... What is there a certain day of the week they're on, or...
A Wednesday, yeah.
Wednesdays.
Wednesday nights.
And you just can find it on Facebook,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're on Facebook, yeah.
Heavy Leather Topless Dance Party, Wednesday nights. They have great bands on there.
Yeah, they do.
Give them a plug.
Yeah.
So, but right now, it's Graneros. It's all you. Stage is yours. What do you have next?
Next song is She Bathes.
She bathes?
She bathes, yes. Bathes.
I'm glad she bathes.
Yeah, she bathes.
All right.
Here we go.
She bathes.
Nice. Sweet, guys.
Thank you.
Graneros on 91.5 MFO. What's next?
Next is, it's a new song, You Go Too Slow. It's about people that drive too slow, because I like to drive really fast.
Oh, that drives me crazy.
I know you like to drive fast.
That drives me crazy.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, these guys guess what car was mine outside.
Oh, yeah, we do. Thanks, badass.
Is the duck on the front for, like, Darkwing Duck or something like that?
No, that's from that's my Death Proof duck.
Nice.
It was in movies Convoy and Death Proof.
Oh, really?
That's the same mold that they used in those movies.
That's cool.
It's been in a couple of movies. Definitely watch Quentin Tarantino's Death Proof.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Kurt Russell, yeah. He's got the duck on the front of his car.
Oh, nice. Nice. There it is.
Yeah, I'm Stuntman Mike.
That's awesome. I like it.
Graneros! Glad that wasn't a.
I'm having fun. Are you
having fun? Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a good time, man. You guys rock.
Thank you.
Everyone, go out and see them. Graneros.
Yeah, we play tonight, actually.
Where are you playing?
Sally O'Brien's in Somerville.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. So get down to Sally's and see them. Who's playing with you?
Motel Black. I hate being put on the spot like this.
Sorry.
I'll tell you in a sec.
All right. Think of it.
I got it right here. The old face smash.
So.
Which mic is making that noise?
I think that's my amp.
Oh, is it? Okay. Oh, that's fine then.
I didn't expect to come up like 3 flights of stairs when we got here.
That was a lot of gear carrying up there.
I should have warned you. But then I scare the bands away from the show.
Yeah, you can't. No, don't tell anyone that.
Yeah, we have an elevator.
Okay, it's I got it here now. It's tonight, Sally O'Brien's in Somerville, Motel Black, Dory Cameron and the Invisible Monsters, Bob Logan and ourselves. So,
nice.
Doors are at 8, and I hope to see you there.
I'll try and make it.
Okay, so we got a couple more songs, a few more. What's next? Boomhauer. The song's called Boomhauer. Ready?
Goofy Summertime.
Gracias.
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 No swearing now.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oss is okay.
Oss is. Das Oss. The Das Oss is okay.
We have Graneros here live on okay. WMFO.
All right, we got Sako.
No, invite me.
Oh, invite me.
Bite me?
Invite me.
Oh, okay.
That would be a better name, though. I like that one better.
Hey, Cal Kelly just like posted that picture of the chick with the car. Is that your album cover or what?
Oh, no, that's just a random picture. Oh, okay. I stole off the internet and put her name on it.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. It's great.
It's a good one. Yeah, I like the... It's a Lamborghini.
It's like, yeah, it looks so 80s or something, awesome. You know?
The 80s had a good vibe. I like the 80s. I was born in the 80s, so...
I was born 71 and I hated the 80s. I was like so glad when the 90s came, I heard grunge. I went, oh, someone gets it again.
Yeah, I think because we were so young.
I mean, grunge is basically punk, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Sort of.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
Never mind. I got another song to play.
Okay.
This song's about Travis's bachelor party.
Yeah.
We went to the Saco River and floated down the river on some tubes and...
Travis, put your pants on.
Yeah, Travis is getting naked in here. We're going to do a live stream this thing. Yeah. We should have.
No one wants to see this. I got a body.
All right, so this song's, yeah, it's about Travis's bachelor party. We all went down the river and drank and had fun. Oh, sorry, I didn't know I was on four.
Yeah.
MFO Graneros are here. How many more songs you got?
We have two.
All right.
Is that all right?
Yeah, sounds fine.
What time is it?
2:26, but don't worry about it.
That's fine. Two more. What do we got? Newest, then too cold.
All right.
So, yeah, we're going to the studio. July 27th, we're going to New Alliance. You heard of them?
I've heard of them.
New Alliance. They're right near where we're playing, in Somerville.
What's that now?
It's called New... It's right next to the Market Basket in Somerville, near, like, Thunder Road. They just moved their studio over there, we played our friends... We played our friend's birthday party there, and it was a lot of fun.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So yeah, we were recording some songs over there, July 27th, and we got two more songs, and then we're gonna get out of here.
Right on.
This place is really impressive, by the way. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you for coming. You know what? We'll do it again in 6 months. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, sounds good.
You know, maybe you'll have another set list.
Yeah, yeah.
By then.
Most definitely. We write like a song a week, and then we're like, we need to record some of these.
Well, by then, maybe you'll have a couple new ones. Live, it's different every time anyway.
Yeah. It's different. Yeah, it's always a journey with this guitar. It makes it fun. It always makes it interesting. All right. You ready? I was laid out flat for far too long. The monkey's back and he's far too strong. My girls, they left me, and my mama, she gone. But that don't stop me from tying. I tried to tell you, I tried to speak, but it don't come easy. It's all a game when you're tying up the vein. Come on. She gonna have a heart attack. She gonna bring it all back. She gonna have a heart attack. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Thank you.
Sound like you guys got louder with that one.
Did we?
It did. It's hard playing quiet.
Get his voice just right.
No,
yeah.
I totally get it. But I'm like, all right, we'll tape the wallet to the snare and put tape on the cymbals.
My amp is on one.
I know everything, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, last night we were like overhead bashing on the cymbals and stuff like that.
Yeah, so you're still in that mode.
Yes.
This is actually nice. There's air conditioning.
Yeah.
It's quiet.
It's beautiful in here.
I love it.
I love all the records. The amount of records that you guys have is unreal.
Well, you know, take your time.
Yeah.
Getting out, you know. I'm here till 4, so.
All right.
You know, check out the albums, whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Right on.
So this is our last song. It's called...
It's Graneros.
Too cold, too cold, too something. I don't even know the name.
Too much.
Hands in your pockets when
Gracias.
You guys are fantastic.
Thank you
for coming in. Get down to Sally O'Brien's tonight. See them.
Come down.
Any other things you want to plug? You can find them online.
Yeah, we got stuff online. We got Instagram, Facebook, Graneros, the band is how you look us up. Bandcamp, and then we're working on getting everything on YouTube. That's my next job is to get all our music, whether it just be like a picture or video or something, just put everything on YouTube. And we're on Spotify, all that stuff. So yeah, thanks again for having us.
I'm really digging it. When did you guys get together?
Probably like 3 years ago.
Yeah. So the two of them are brothers.
You guys are brothers.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And you used to be Dead Cats, Dead.
They were Dead Cats, and then another singer was them two, and then another singer, Matt, who was Dead Cats, Dead Rats. Right.
But they're dead.
They're dead. They're in a new band now, though. Like,
yeah. Graneros. They arrived. It rose like a phoenix.
Yes, we came out of the... like a black duck.
All right, guys.
Out of the depths.
Black, death-proof duck.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. They are Graneros. And you know what? I'm going to say goodbye. Hello. It's Red Red Rocket.
1, 2, 3, 4...
Sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over and she wishes that she was never born.
So I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, a counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk
making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
It would have been horrible for me if she never talked to me again, but I'd live with it because I know she'd be alive.
Definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 888-333-AFSP, or online at afsp.org.
Alone. I remember the good times are just a little bit more in focus. Wild bunny. It just seems so useless to have to work so hard and nothing ever really seemed to come from it.
WMFO in Medford. Before I went for a cigarette, someone said, good segue. Well, the past three songs, I wasn't here. So if the segue sucked, blame it on Rick Deckard. That's our auto system. Hey, look at the clock. It's a Ramones block. 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
From my best friend way down in the Middle East. I'm all I've been. it's just a train reaction. Something they got to say.
Boyfriend, hey little girl, I wanna be a boyfriend.